Education Secretary Rod Paige has to decide whether to change the way schools are required to comply with Title IX. That's the federal law that says male and female student athletes deserve the same opportunities. The Bush administration's Title IX commission met for 2 days here in Washington to review the 31-year-old federal law. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The meeting of the sharply divided commission was the culmination of more than 7 months' work for its members. That included listening to public and expert testimony, wading through thousands of pages of documents, and a continuous debate among themselves over Title IX. At the heart of the issue is the interpretation of the federal law that was created in 1972 to make sure female students were given equal access to sports. Ted Leland, the co-chair of the commission, says Title IX needs public scrutiny.
This is a very important piece of civil rights legislation in this country. It's affected lots and lots of people. Gosh, nobody knows better than us after all the testimony, the impassioned testimony that we've heard. We've made a lot of progress. We still have a lot of work to go to provide more female opportunities, and we have to look at the unintended consequences for men.
The panel had about 24 recommendations to debate and vote on. Supporters of women's sports were concerned the law was going to be overhauled, and that could seriously affect the huge gains that have been made in the opportunities for female athletes over the years. But the panel did not pass the most sweeping recommendations. Instead, it endorsed proposals that would tinker with the way students and athletes are counted in order to comply with the law. Commissioner Julie Foudy, a member of the U.S. women's national soccer team, said the panel is making changes without knowing the consequences.
We really don't know what the impact of this is going to be, because it could be potentially very damaging, some of our recommendations. You know, that could be potentially loss of thousands and thousands of high school opportunities and collegiate opportunities. And so not knowing the impact of that scares me.
The debate over most of the proposals was agonizingly slow as the members tried to clarify definitions, numbers, nuances. At one point, Leland's frustration over the pace of the meeting got the better of him.
You need a little bit of discipline here. We've talked about these issues, and we're just trying to get a vote. I mean, I don't understand why people can't put their hand up and either be in favor or not in favor of a proposal that's been before us for over a month.
But there was a lot at stake for both sides. A vote on one key proposal ended in deadlock in a 7-7 split because one of the commissioners wasn't there. She came in late and she left early with no explanation. The controversial proposal, which will be incorporated in the commission's final list of recommendations, addressed the issue of proportionality, one of the main tenets of Title IX, that says the ratio of male and female athletes must be proportional to the number of male and female students at the school. Opponents say this aspect of Title IX discriminates against male athletes and has led to severe cuts in minor athletic programs for men, including swimming, gymnastics, and wrestling. Mike Moyer, the executive director of the National Wrestling Coaches Association, says he's encouraged that change is finally on the way.
Just imagine if all academic programs were held to this standard. Dance, theater, band, drama, cheerleading. Activities that are heavily dominated by women would be turned upside down if they were held to the same standard.
But many women's groups say some high schools and colleges that want to eliminate expensive programs simply use Title IX as a scapegoat. At a rally outside the commission meeting room, female demonstrators vowed to make Title IX a political issue in the next presidential elections.
This is not going to stop here. Women all over the country, men all over the country, all of us who care about opportunities for our daughters are coming forward. Are you with me?
Yeah!
But a new interpretation to Title IX could already be in the works. The commission's list of recommendations will be sent to Rod Paige, the education secretary, who will decide whether to adopt the panel's proposals. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.